We'll continue our Seeking Change series now. Last week, we heard about the Kindness Journal, an effort to get kids to write about being kind. One of the effects was fewer incidents of bullying among the kids who took part. Today, we're going to talk about cyberbullying. Paul McMullen is a father, and he's come up with a smartphone app called Parenting Pride to help combat cyberbullying among kids. It creates a record of text messages, but also aims to respect a teen's desire for privacy. Paul, why did you create this app?
Why texting has become an issue, or instant messaging, is because there is a gap in the ability for the cell phone companies to archive, which is a misconception by the public. They cannot archive the content of a text message for more than 3 to 5 days unless they are served with subpoena. They have to delete them per FCC guidelines. What this app does is it provides a record of text messages over a phone to a secure website. And it is for younger children that are establishing the proper conduct through text messaging. And it is for older children to archive on their own and invite their parents in to a particular situation when it escalates to affecting their day-to-day life.
So is this something that the parent would download on the smartphone, or is this something that you're expecting kids to do by themselves?
This is definitely probably initiated from the parents or the child of a high school kid, but it's going to be only exclusively seen by them due to the fact that through extensive surveys, we found out how important it is for older children to maintain that privacy as a natural progression towards independence.
So then at what point will the parents see the text messages?
Basically, if a child demonstrates anxiety, being highly emotional, depression, isolation, not wanting to go to school, it creates a reference point for the parent to begin a discussion with the child, and the child can then very selectively choose the conversations that are causing the drama, so to speak, in their life.
Why bullying? Why work on this issue?
Well, bullying in particular, I think all of us probably came through some sort of that as younger children. I connected with a family from my hometown of Cadillac, the Harrisons, that lost their son in 2009, directly attributed after an investigation by the Michigan State Police to bullying. And it was found out that some of the bullying was done by text message. Their son was very private, didn't want to bring his parents involved, and unfortunately came to the conclusion that the best way to solve his problem was to take his own life. And unfortunately, this is happening more and more often. A recent story in Minnesota of a 13-year-old girl took her life. Minnesota Public Radio reported that texting was a significant part of her demise.
Why do you think texting can hurt so much?
It is so easily disseminated, and it provides the bullies 24 hours, 7 days a week access to their victims. And there is this sense of loss of control as it relates to a vicious rumor, an insult, being disseminated over cyber networks at the speed of light. And that amplifies anxiety, paranoia, just general thoughts of insecurity that maybe everyone thinks this about me.
Well, thank you very much for talking with me about this.
Thank you.